This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We heard a car going incredibly fast, you know, down the road, and saw it plow into the crowd, and then it reversed back, and then some of us ran after the car to take a photo, and then followed it, ran down the road, alerting the police to chase it. The car had tinted windows, so it was difficult to see in. So I was more looking, is this person going to come directly towards me? So I was looking to get out of the way of the car, right, as it came back. When it came past us, we didn't see it. I just saw it plowed into the group of protesters, and I thought, wow, this is clearly like a terrorist incident.
Wow, clearly unbelievable, and I hate to kick off the week here on America Tonight with this, but this is how we roll sometimes. Kate Delaney, hope you still had a fabulous weekend, but shocking news, or perhaps not shocking, just damn depressing. There is a suspect, however, that's being held in a Virginia jail in connection with this deadly crash near a rally of white nationalists. And it's 20-year-old James Fields. You heard what some in the crowd said. He's accused of running his Dodge Challenger into a crowd of people, killed a 32-year-old woman, injured at least 19 others. His mother told a newspaper in Ohio she didn't know that her son was going to Virginia for a white nationalist rally. She thought it had something to do with President Trump. She said she never even discussed politics with her son whatsoever, so she was shocked when that news broke, and even said one of his best friends is an African American. But apparently, this, what had happened here could be, at least there's a feeling, that he had been planning this, and obviously there are people now being interviewed that, I shouldn't say obviously, but there are people now being interviewed that say, look, this, the bottom line is he had outlandish, radical beliefs, you know, teachers, etc., saying that clearly he was extreme. He had extreme views. And the key thing is he had massive anger behind them, that he felt oppressed, persecuted. And he really bought in to the white supremacist deal, and he was big into Nazism and had a fondness. I mean, there's the chilling thing. He had a fondness for Adolf Hitler. When he was a kid, when he was in high school, so many of these teachers are coming out saying, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But maybe you'd also find some that would say something different, because this is what happens. Everybody scatters. They try to get a handle on who is he, what drives this James Fields to do what he did. So he makes his court appearance Monday morning on a video link from a jail. A judge decides whether he will even be granted bail. He's being held on suspicion, of course, of second-degree murder, malicious wounding, and failure to stop in an accident that resulted in death. And let me tell you, one thing that is incredibly chilling, because of the world that we live in, there were so many videos and pictures of what happened. And looking at it from that angle, was so despicable. So despicable to see it. You could see people being hit. You could see the car plowing into people. Where are we with this? What is going on in the United States that you have a 20-year-old male deciding that he was going to ram his car into this crowd? Clearly disturbed, obviously. What an awful, awful thing. Terrible. In fact, here's what Lindsey Graham had to say.
He missed an opportunity to be very explicit here. These groups seem to believe they have a friend in Donald Trump in the White House. I don't know why they believe that, but they don't see me as a friend in the Senate. And I would urge the president to dissuade these groups that he's their friend.
All right, so there's the question. Do you blame it on Donald Trump? Is it what's happening in this country? The anger, the hate, the cynicism, all of this, some of this? Can you really level that completely on Trump? And that's what Graham is saying, that he needs to come out and he needs to really level some of these people. And here's the example, like I said, of someone just crazed. Now, I will say this. Here's the thing. Specifically spin it, you know, spinning it or laying it on one person, laying it on a president, laying it on whoever, for somebody who's deranged, obviously, and nuts, and is more than buying into some ideology, he's over the top with that. You know, and so while this is going on, and you have this crazy, deadly car attack, You also have a helicopter crash near Charlottesville that killed two cops. So you have one veteran guy who'd been there for like two decades, but he was a Virginia State Trooper. The other was a pilot who transferred to the State Police Aviation Unit, and he wasn't even 41 years old. But they both, the helicopter crashed and burned. And when they were patrolling near the site of the clashes between the white nationalists and the counter-protesters. So they were trying to assist in what the chaos that was going on. And the copter went down just before 5 o'clock. Nobody, thank goodness, in this case, was injured on the ground. So the Virginia Governor, Terry McAuliffe, what does he do with this ball of hate? He says he and the First Lady consider these two men their close friends. They were upset about their deaths. And then talking about the devastating loss for the families and all of that. President Trump, who Lindsey Graham was questioning there, tweeted condolences to the troopers' families on Saturday. And said deepest condolences to the families and fellow officers of the Virginia State Police who died today, that you're all among the best this nation produces. And the helicopter went down very, very close to where right-wing groups and counter-protesters were converging on Friday and Saturday night. And the rally was Unite the Right. They were calling it the Unite the Right rally. And it included white nationalists and some other really far, 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 far right groups. And this is the key. People don't understand even what the protest was about. They were initially, the protest was about Charlottesville's plan to take away some of the relics of the Confederate past, like a statue of a Confederate General Robert E. Lee. And that's part of what that rally was about. Have any thoughts on this? How do we unite people even with rabid beliefs? And I guess I'm asking a question that really can't be answered. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thanks for hanging with us. Kick off this week here on America Tonight. Sadly, opening up with the horror show in Virginia. And what's the fate going to be of James Fields? And the answer to that question remains to be seen. It's just, you know, way too early, obviously, for that. There are people that are smashing Donald Trump, the prez, for saying that he doesn't denounce racist supporters, and that's wrong because of what happened on Saturday. And they're saying, why did he not call out the vile behavior and label the people's actions as intolerable and alien to the core values we hold so dearly? And what a lot of the opinion pieces that I've read, and of course, obviously, on the show, I always say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sick of labels. Anybody is welcome to chime in and be a part of the conversation. And I'll throw out the numbers again, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And I mean, I think it is right to question it. You know, it's like people questioning, if you remember, and these are two different things, but when you wouldn't hear Obama or many of the Democrats call out Islamic terrorists, because they were Islamic terrorists in most of the cases, not in all, but in many of the cases, that's what they were. And there was just such a backlash because they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't use that label. So now Trump is not calling out these extremists and just made a very kind of bland statement that violence by many sides is unacceptable. So, I mean, here's the thing. This is what I think. Because this initially was about, I'll call it in Charlottesville, I spent some time in Charlottesville, really great people. I used to go to a camp there a long time ago. But this, of course, white supremacist crazy rally, the nutball slamming his car through the people. You know, here's the bottom line. That you have to consider another point of view, too, as well. Because I think you look at all sides of this, as far as just even the history taking down Confederate symbols, but what do they mean to some people? I mean, there are people where that just means that's part of the South, part of the history. And that's it, period. But because it's turned into something else, it's become hateful and nasty and then this violence and everything else. So Trump didn't, you know, he didn't, he definitely didn't go toward nailing the guy, the neo-Nazi extremist, what he was, didn't say that. And clearly, the questions that some people are asking is like, so is he embracing extremists? And should he be doing that? It's like, you know, this is a nation in some areas when this Charlottesville thing happens, and there was a lot of young people there. That to me says that there's some edginess going around. That says that the nation is a little bit on edge about what's happening. So where do we go from here? What do we do there? Where do we go? In what direction do we go? Where is the power headed? And really, honestly, in defense of the press, yes, in defense of the press, What would you have had him say, or what could he have truly said or done after those events in Charlottesville that, you know, that would have, I guess, doused the flames coming out of the Trump haters' mouths? So what could he have said? Nazi terrorists, would he have said that in Charlottesville? It was one nutball guy. So is that's the hard part about this. The hard part is the blame part. I mean, look, it's a sad day in America. It's a sad day in America. There's no question about it. Yeah, and you, I don't know. Southern pride, trying to mix that and slam that against racism. And I saw a poll on the dangers of racism, right? And I think, I want to say it was in the USA Today, it probably was, because they do those little mini polls and they pop up fast. And the poll said, how much of a threat does racism and bigotry pose to the United States? So 14% said no threat, minimal. 19% said moderate, 59% said serious, imminent threat. So there's the other question. How big of a threat is that? How big of a threat? I mean, look, it's extremists. They definitely have, I'll say these extremists might be small, but they have a little piece of politics. So it goes back to that same question, and I don't have the answer for that. I can get out the biggest shovel in the world and try hard, and I have, to dig around on this, and we've had people on the show to talk about it. But where do we go from now, Charlottesville? I think the thing that's sad is the violence, the venom, the hate, all that in these really young people. One life, that's what you get. And a couple of those lives now are marred by, who knows, permanent injury by some moron who plows through the crowd. One thing to be an extremist in any of your views and to really believe it, think it, want to shout it at the rooftops, shouting, protesting, whatever, podcasting, doing whatever, is much different than harming people. I mean, we live in a country where we have free speech. Thank God for that. I don't want to live somewhere where I'm told what to say or think or do. So we might not agree with some of the groups that we see and the extreme parts of whatever group. I mean, and this was extreme. Very extreme. And all because of a city park where there was a statue, where there is a statue, of a Confederate general, Robert E. Lee, becoming the trigger for a rally that now has led to a death and many, many permanent injuries, and could have been even worse. Fights, pepper spray filling the air, brawls everywhere in the park. I mean, just absolutely awful. And really, Charlottesville, a beautiful place. You know, in fact, somebody pointed out this to me through a link they sent to me, that you could look this up and you would find out that one of the happiest, used to be, and healthiest places was Charlottesville, dubbed by Business Insider, called one of the best college towns, called one of the fifth best places to live. Great nightlife, one of the best small cities. Even on the Food Channel, they talk about it. And see, I used to go into the Blue Ridge Mountains. That's where the camp was that I went to. Beautiful, beautiful area. Very close to Monticello, which is Tom Jefferson's house. Wow. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Certainly there are many other things that are happening across America, and we'll dive into that. But this deadly violence in Charlottesville, tough to move the needle in any direction. What we know, where do we go from here? One dead, a driver, of course, arrested that I mentioned, a crowd, shots all over the place of this car plowing into people, but you could not stop the car. There was no way to stop it. I mean, what are we going to do? If you have to have a protest, you'd have to block everything off. And we've seen some really crazy, outrageous things happen. And this goes right at the top of the list. I will say this. If you were paying attention, Ivanka Trump did say on her Twitter, there should be no place in society for racism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazis. We must all come together as Americans to be one country united. And then she had the hashtag Charlottesville. So she certainly did it following the eruption of violence in this awesome town that I spent a lot of time in, where sadly life was cut short for somebody who did not deserve to have that happen, of course. And someone will end up paying the price for it. But where do we go from here? House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi urged the president to say white supremacy is an affront to American values. And part of the Sunday swirl certainly was about that, was about what happened. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the president has been very clear. We can't tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred, And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stance against it, is what he's saying. And then, of course, I already mentioned about Ivanka Trump and what she had to say and what she tweeted out. We certainly will hear more about this as the court moves forward with whatever will happen there. But, boy, a sad, sad day indeed. An incredibly sad day. And I will say this, because I think we don't recognize victims enough. If you've listened in a decade, which is amazing, I've been doing this a decade here, America Tonight. But in a decade I've been doing this show, I've had the pleasure to address the nation through the miracle of the little show that could. Friends and family talked about Heather Heyer, who's just 32 years old. And I started to think about this. Where were you when you were 32? I had just gotten a big job in Dallas, Texas, a huge break in my career, and I couldn't have been more excited and felt more alive and young, frankly, like a young 32, definitely. So this woman, apparently, was a legal assistant at a popular law group in Charlottesville, and she was easygoing, apparently, a strong willed and encourager, all that kind of stuff. And I love the fact that her parents, because it must have been hard, but her parents were able to put it into perspective, her, who she was, to give this a different side. Her brother called her a fun, loving, tender-hearted person, that kind of thing. Mother said same thing, was always excited about what she was, you know, what she was doing and what she was involved with. She was bubbly, had lots of times with friends and families, family that she was close to, and was great at helping people get through whatever hardship they were going through. But, boy, and she was, you know, she had a dog, lived with her dog, just awfully, awfully, awfully sad. But she just happened to be standing in the wrong place. So on Sunday night, there was a vigil for her. And, you know, less than 24 hours after her death, a GoFundMe page went up to raise money for the family, for the service and all that other kind of stuff. And she was there standing up for what she believed in. So there were two sides at this rally that were there in Charlottesville. And boy, that's how it ends up. All right. I want to move on to some other things that have also happened across the nation and strange doings in some ways, and in other ways, there it's life as usual. If we're talking about moving from the Virginia chaos to what else is happening, there is the back to school frantic pace that you can see. Maybe you've noticed this around you, whether you have a family or not, where you can just tell when it switches, right? Because everything says back to school this, whether it's clothes, notebooks, lunches, you know, whatever. When I say lunches, lunch boxes, they still actually have them. I was shocked. I actually went to look for my nieces, so I was out on a lunchbox search. But this is crazy. School bus companies, I guess, are having a hard time hiring drivers before the start of the school year. Who knew? They say this magazine did a survey of the top 50 school bus contractors, and they say they have a shortage of some kind. Some of them a moderate shortage, so like 54%, but 22 say it's severe. 19 mild, 5 say the company was desperate. So the lack of drivers leads to what? How do you get people to want to drive? Incentives, using social media to advertise, referral bonuses, and that's exactly what they're doing. Slapping up billboards and anything they can, and trying to also create a retention program. Because what happens is the pay isn't that good. It could be a temporary deal. And the hours you get, too. I mean, how many hours are you getting as being a bus driver? And an example of that I was reading about is in Pennsylvania. You have to do a minimum of, by the way, 20 hours of school bus specific instruction, 14 hours in the classroom, 6 hours in the bus. Then you got to pass a road test, pass criminal and child abuse history check, and a whole bunch of other paperwork and exams. So they may be having problems with that too. And securing the driver's licenses, I guess, has been pretty tough. In other areas, like in Hawaii, they suspended and even consolidated, I guess, their bus routes in Maui because they don't have qualified drivers. And they're trying to figure out a solution to it. They can't handle the amount, the number of increased riders. Now, think of what that would be for a family where maybe it's a two-parent family and they're working and the kids have to take a bus. They can't drop them off. So the reality is, economically, that's crippling in a lot of different areas. Obviously to the bus company and also to the kids and their families. That's a huge problem. And it used to be, and I could be wrong about this, it seems like it used to be that a lot of retired people would go into wanting to drive school buses because they like the idea. I mean, they like the idea of still doing something, and they liked kids, or they thought they liked kids until they had a rambunctious group of them in a school bus, and they were driving the school bus. But wow. They're going to have to do something if they're going to continue to have buses, because then that, again, that goes back to economically cutting into an area in a couple of different ways. What do you do? And especially, what if you can't do a carpool thing either because you have two working parents? So who's going to be able to do that? And if you can't do that, what do you do? What's the alternative? Of course, you figure it out. That's what people say. You figure it out. We figured it out. But it's not always easy. In Maui, that would be kind of tough because there could be some distance that you would have to traverse there. So I don't know what that would include. I don't know. Pretty tough, though. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it's about the numbers. You know how I look at things through numbers. And there are a lot of numbers, no doubt about that, for everything from the lighter side to what was top at the box office to a few other numbers that are kind of sad when we talk about North Korea. And then also looking at some of what's shaking in the sports world, because, you know, we are 30-some days from the start of the NFL season, and there are a lot of people. And there's a number for you. There are a lot of people that are getting ready for the lighter side of life to get involved in their favorite football team. So hard to talk about lighter stuff when we have that horrific, awful video of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, with no answers and just one guy who'll be in court to answer for killing one woman and injuring 19 others. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi, everyone. Paul with Liberty ID.
Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
When we hit, we can count. And boy, there are a ton of numbers to talk about, including the conservationists in Antarctica that have discovered a 100-year-old British fruitcake. They say that smelled almost edible. Really? You got to be kidding me. They think it belonged to the explorer Robert Falcon Scott. In fact, they're sure of it. Let me bury that fruitcake. I guess they really wanted that fruitcake. It's kind of like the, you know, when you, I was talking about this last week, when you have one of those capsules where you throw things into the capsule. Yeah. All right, this is a sad, sad story. So here we go again. A 16-year-old football player died after being hit by a 400-pound log at a summer conditioning camp. How does that happen? So it would have to raise a lot of questions about what are you doing when you're running these student training regimes. That's terrible. Again, going to an extreme, getting in shape, doing all of that, whatever. Boy, just not thinking the 400-pound log obviously is going to bounce back and hit him. But what a sad story of that. Terrible, terrible, terrible story. How about this? A group that includes former Yankee star Derek Jeter has agreed to, yes, buy the Miami Marlins. for $1.2 billion. Jeter will probably oversee player development. That's awesome for any players that would go through there because he was a stellar player. And now in that management situation like that, he'll be able to be an influencer for the team, obviously. And also he'll influence the future of the game, which is incredible. Bruno Mars steps up in a big way and decides to donate $1 million to help the victims of Flint's water crisis. He was performing on Saturday at the Palace of Auburn Hills in Michigan. And it came toward the end of his sold-out show during a pause in a song that he sings. It's pretty popular, Just the Way You Are. He announced it. He said he was going to give this donation and dedicate it to what he said was the brothers and sisters in Flint. And the crowd went nuts. Because, as you know, this is a big crisis that's been going on since 2014 when the city's water supply was switched and it led to high lead levels. Boy, time flies. That long it's been going on. So good for Bruno Mars. Seen a couple stories on him, and he's supposedly a pretty charitable guy, and cool that the fans erupted when he said that. I love this story. Love, love, love this story. So next week's solar eclipse is going to be a pretty good boost to Amtrak. The rail system, the special round-trip train service to and from the best eclipse viewing area in southern Illinois, is sold out in less than a day. Early on the morning of August 21st, 409 riders will board at Chicago's Union Station in Champaign, Illinois. They will ride the train to Carbondale. And, of course, we know this, the first U.S. solar eclipse since 1979 and the first to sweep coast to coast across the nation in nearly a century, is forecast to have what Amtrak says is one of the best celestial events, longest duration, so about 2 minutes and 38 seconds. So this is cool. This would be fun to do this. So every single rider, because of course you can't dare look right at it. We talked about that last week. Burn those retinas. You can't look directly at it. So every rider gets special eclipse viewing glasses Amtrak is giving them to. The train leaves Chicago at 3 a.m., pulls out of Champaign at 5:05, and then gets to Carbondale for the afternoon eclipse. I think that would be so fun. So seats on the train, $153 for round trip from Chicago, $90 from the one from the other place that they would board. Because remember, Amtrak is kind of shaky is how to what routes they'll still have, what could be cut, blah, 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 because now the proposed budget kind of slams Amtrak's long-distance service, and it would cut out some of the rail system. And probably, you know, let's be real. How many people are taking trains? How many people listening to me have taken a train anywhere? I mean, frankly, if I had the time, I think it'd be kind of cool. Or if I lived in the Northeast or someplace where the train service was relevant and Amtrak was a part of it, I can see that. But I'm not in that situation, and maybe some of you listening are probably not in that situation either. So if we look at it from that point of view, that's part of the problem. I think that coastal train, to ride that on the West Coast would be a lot of fun. What a great way to see California, to go from pretty much one end to the other end. Be a lot of fun. Let's throw in some more numbers, because I keep saying this and it's so true, and this is why we do this segment. It is all about numbers, numbers, numbers. I was watching this tournament, the PGA Championship. Oh, I know. It's just not men in funny-looking clothes anymore. Although this was the crown, one of the crown jewels of majors for the PGA. So Justin Thomas won the championship for his first major title. And you say, who? Who's Justin Thomas? He is he's a pretty popular player, but he's young. He's 24 years old. And he had a pretty dramatic day because five players were leading. So it's all about getting those birdies instead of bogeys. So he kept his cool, and he won. A 300 par 68. He broke from the pack. He wins his first championship at 24 years old. He knocked off a few notables, like Ricky Fowler would be somebody that maybe some of you would be familiar with. Fowler got knocked out. Patrick Reed was knocked out. And so what's interesting here is he won 1.89 mil. He moves into number six in the world. Number six in the world. And what I thought was really cool, here's a cool number. So you're playing and you're competing and all these people have the possibility of winning and you're just kind of right there in the pack. And he said he felt like he was going to win, so he told his girlfriend she was supposed to fly out about 7. And he said, you need to change your flight because I don't know, I just feel like I don't want you to miss this. I feel like I'm going to get it done. Ha! And sure enough, he did. So she changes the flight, and that was worth it. And then he wins his first major. Good for him. That's a happy number to tell you about. From the tech world, as we dive into that, I was looking at these ads posted outside Google slamming the CEO for firing the guy who wrote that controversial memo. So it wasn't in support of Google. It was the opposite of that. And I saw one of the signs that said Gulag. And they also had an ad where the Google CEO is pictured side by side alongside of the late Apple CEO Steve Jobs. And next to Jobs is a picture of the Apple logo with the company's famous slogan, Think Different. But instead, the text says, not so much, next to the new CEO. So some rogue billboards that were cleverly done. Two bus benches had the signs on them, a reference to, of course, what's happening and what happened to James Damore, who was fired from Google after his memo about women and engineering positions at Google. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.